Abba to start us off on this Thursday, 4th of February, Friday's Eve. Nearly there, PJ, nearly there. Say hello. Speak now. I don't know what's going on there with PJ. He won't talk to us
hello.
This morning. There, now he's finally gotten
us. That took a while, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. What did you press? Well, you're pressing buttons left, right and centre. You're messing, weren't you? You're messing. He's too excited now. He's like a kid that had Skittles because of the results last night.
I'll be honest with you. I know I should be. I had half heard the Leeds where thing was going down. I was July with that when I was going to sleep.
Yeah.
But the Liverpool thing was still at 0-0. So I didn't hear. So you've given me great news this morning.
Well, it was the listeners. I didn't know about it myself. I didn't even pay any attention to it until somebody texted. It was actually the Lily White was on. He says, morning all, and PJ. I'm tired. I was up late watching football, but now I'm up Brighton early.
Yeah, I can tell you that.
And Mark was on as well about it. He was the one who actually pointed out, again, I didn't see any of the results myself. He pointed out that he expected you to be absolutely euphoric this morning.
I was late to the party, so I'm only catching up with my euphoria now.
So he was the one who highlighted the Leeds result to me as well. So then I went and checked them. So,
double L.
Look at you. Yeah, double L.
The double L fall. Losers. What you gonna do, sirs?
Actually, you know something? There was a chap yesterday on WhatsApp who was offering you a bet coming off the back of the 9-0 thing for United, right? He was offering you a bet about...
I missed this altogether.
About Liverpool finishing above United in the table.
Really?
Yeah. It was going to be one of those jersey swaps.
Still taking that bet this morning, sir? Still taking that bet.
I wasn't sure you'd be into any more jersey shenanigans after your Kerry episode.
Mr. Jersey Swapper Man, I'm up for it. Give me a shout.
Anyway, listen, Friday's Eve here at Classic Kids. Thanks for letting us hang out with you. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday. I can't see Kane. Happy Thursday, really. Every day is happy day. We do happy Mondays, we do happy Fridays. We can't, surely to God, we can't introduce a Thursday into the mix.
Have a thundering Thursday or something like that.
That'll do. Yeah. We'll take that instead. Anyway, hopefully you're in decent form wherever you are. 087-188-0008. And while he's on a high, birthday's on the way.
Yeah.
Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday's Eve, Thursday, 4th of February. About to do the birthdays. And I think, PJ, this could be it.
Yeah, okay.
This could be a good one for you. We got one of your mates in here. We got a significant birthday in here.
Oh, this is good going.
We got one of your heroes in here.
Get Elvis.
Well, sort of heroes. Tell you, this could be good for you, buddy.
All
this
right,
could be
Jeff.
Good for you.
I'm excited already then.
Right, let's start with one of your mates. It is the birthday of Dara O'Brien.
Oh, Dara O'Brien, yeah, he's a... what a
solid you would have hung stand-up. Around with him a fair bit in the early days, would you?
I would have been. Would have been in the clubs around the same times, yeah.
Like before
true.
He went and started taking the Queen shilling and all.
Before he went to do the... he gets some grief for that on Twitter and all that. That's some gas stuff. I would have been around the international and all around more or less the same time, yeah.
Yeah.
When he was starting doing his bits and pieces. He was a couple of years before me. No, I don't think he was, actually. Yeah, we're about the same.
Yeah.
At the same time.
He had a fairly... His rise was fairly meteoric, wasn't it? It was fairly steep rise. He shot to the top fairly quickly.
Well, he's a very ambitious man. He was one of those lads that he was always going to chase something big, you know.
Yeah. Did he do kids' telly? Did he
Echo Island. Yeah.
Echo Island, that was it.
Yeah, Echo Island was his thing. He was a very ambitious man. A very, very funny man. He was basically... I was never going to do what he was doing because I'd rather iron me feet and go over to Britain, you know.
Yeah.
That's
what I mean, yeah. There was never really a chance that you were going to be vying for the same options in life.
I don't think we have the same target demographic. I think that's a fair way of saying it, yeah. I think it's a different thing.
Good stand-up, though. I saw him in Vicar Street, and he is a good stand-up.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
I think it was his crack dealer tour I saw.
Oh, that, yeah.
I think it was
that's
one.
That's going back a bit.
It is going, back,
going
a bit.
Back
yeah,
a bit,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But see, you never see anybody anymore.
No, that's those the days when you were allowed to see a fella dance for pennies in the room. You're not even allowed to do that anymore.
It's shocking. Yeah. Right, so Dara O'Brien is...
Oh, he's 52.
Not bad, 49.
Oh, God,
49, yeah, yeah. So it's obvious you're not that close.
No.
Right, what about this? Rock legend, Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper, get on out of that.
He's celebrating his birthday today.
He's a gas man.
I think what's so entertaining about Alice Cooper is just is the transformation
of life.
It's literally when you see him in full rock garb, right?
Yeah.
Versus when you see him like on a golf course or something, and he turns into an old woman. It's extraordinary.
With the parachute pants and all he wears. And he goes playing golf with Iggy Pop and all.
Yeah.
Him, that's the story. Him, Iggy Pop and Steve Tyler all waiting. And one of them was playing, taking a putt. And it was all really quiet. And the three of them were all... And he was like, oh my God, he's there. How far our lives have come.
Exactly.
The three biggest hell raisers in the world, like, yeah, just sitting there.
And the group behind them going, wish those three L ones had ever hurry up.
Yeah, jeez, these L ones, I'll be here all day, look at the stage of them.
It is, it's just incredible.
I wish someone had told that L one in the middle her eye makeup's after running down to her chin. But I gotta say, Alice Cooper, he's not a young fella, that's for sure.
No.
Like 66, would he be?
Actually, 73.
Jeepers, is
73,
he?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Good stuff.
I tell you, this morning of accuracy isn't really working out for me.
Hasn't gone quite as I anticipated. But anyway, right here, this is the one that I tagged as your hero because you love your boxing. And this is one of the guys known as one of the true greats of all time. Oscar De La Hoya.
Oscar De La Hoya, yeah, he's fantastic, all right. There's a
six
fella now.
Ten world titles in six different weight classes. Six different weight classes.
It's insane, isn't it?
That's
now,
mad.
I suppose a half a pound these days changes
well,
the weight
maybe,
class.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so there's a bit of that going on. But, yeah, he's definitely a fella. I wouldn't like to punch me in the face.
No, if I could avoid it.
Mind you, I wouldn't like anyone to punch me in the face, really, to be honest with you. But he's young enough, right?
Yeah.
46?
Not bad, 48. That's a bit more like it, This one I threw in because I was starting to scrape the bottom of the barrel a little bit with this one. But anyway, Natalie Imbruglia. I threw it in on the basis of your...
How dare you bottom scrape barrel with Natalie Imbruglia?
I did it on the basis of your love of Australian soaps.
Natalie Imbruglia, she was...
Yeah, no, very lovely and very talented.
Definitely.
Actress, singer, a fine head...
Very fine head. Isn't that her?
I just thought maybe, you know.
I just fell in the door, lying in the nude on the floor. Isn't
that's
that her?
The one, that's yeah. How could you give me a hard time saying that I was scraping the bottom of the barrel a little bit for you, and then you can't even, like, her one big hit.
Very big hit.
Yeah, and you're like, you're not even sure it is her. Something about being on the floor when you fell in the door and you have no clothes on.
Last night, I just fell in the door. Now I'm on my nude on the floor. Something like that. It's a cover of a Dublin song.
So which one was she now? Was she Neighbours or Home and Away?
Neighbours. She was Neighbours,
right, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I got to say, she's about 48.
Not bad, 46.
Get fart off life.
46.
Not any of these. You built me up. You set me up for failure.
Well, I mean, hang on a second. I set you up for failure. I gave you your mate. I gave you one of your heroes. There's somebody from an Australian soap.
Yeah. Okay,
I gave you a rock legend. And now I'm about to give you somebody who's celebrating a significant birthday.
Right.
There is a zero in this birthday, PJ. For Irish actor Patrick Bergen.
Patrick Bergen.
Yeah. Enemy at the Gate. No, not Enemy at the Gate. What was it?
Sleeping with the Enemy.
That's the one.
Sleeping with the Enemy. And then
very good movie.
Big into his singing and all.
Yeah, actually he was on that Shane McGowan tribute, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's into his traditional singing and music and all of that sort of
thing.
Big into all that. But that, Julia Roberts, she's sleeping with the Enemy, isn't she?
Well, that's the rumour.
Yeah, I think, because she's in the new series.
I think you meant to say she was in that movie, Sleeping with the Enemy, as opposed to just, you know,
Oh, she's sleeping with the Enemy, of course, yeah.
You know what I heard about Julia Roberts, don't you?
Sleeping with the Enemy?
She's sleeping with the Enemy.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Who's the Enemy?
Don't know. But I'll find out.
She's sleeping with everybody. Yeah. It might even be an enemy.
I don't know, but whoever he is, I don't like him. Yeah, because she's in this new series I started last night called Homecoming.
Right.
Very good. Very good.
I may have seen that one.
It's on Amazon Prime. It's very good.
Oh, no, Julia Roberts. No, sorry. I was confused. I was literally confusing her in my head with Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, you're thinking of the one with Hugh.
Yeah, Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant,
that was a great one.
That's very good,
That's very good.
That was dead. What's the name of that one again?
That was called...
The Nearly Coming Home or something.
No, that was called...
The Heist. No. The fella... What was it called? I can't remember, man. What was that one called?
Neither can I.
The hell with y'all.
Show something.
The fella.
You know where we've gone back to? We've gone back to Alice Cooper, Iggy Pop, and Steve Tyler on the putting green.
On the golf course. That's us now.
What was the name of that thing? You. What said you was good? Oh, no, it's your woman out of the soaps.
Is it the news?
No, not the news,
you gobshite. Talk about the drama. There's loads of drama in the news.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I can't for the
life
of me think of
it. What's happening with our lives?
So, how are you? What's it called? Oh, jeepers, I can't for the life.
Do you remember what we were doing?
Where were we going anyway? I'm going to have
Patrick
to skip
Bergen.
That. Patrick Bergen is 60.
70.
Oh, jeepers,
God almighty,
isn't
nice. Bloody hell.
And what was that thing he was in again? Fair City, was it?
And now you're up to date in the home of the Niall Boylan Show, weekdays from 12. This is Ireland's Classic Hits.
Good stuff, Tara. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Thursday's Eve. I'm very, very pleased.
Friday's Eve.
Friday's Eve, even.
Yeah, Thursday, Friday's Eve. By the way, look, in case you ever feel that you're not appreciated or whatever, right?
Oh, right, okay.
In case you ever feel like you're on the stinging end of anything and you don't have the level of appreciation you deserve.
Yeah, which is pretty much how I feel all the time, yeah.
Just want to point out that Garrett in Limerick, good friend of yours, Garrett Limerick, has been on to say that it was nice of you to show up to read the 6 o'clock news this morning.
Oh, yeah. I tell you something, Garrett Limerick, he's playing with fire, isn't he?
He is.
He really is.
And actually, and Danny Boy in Cork was on as well, just to say that in case you need an official excuse to take next Monday off,
okay,
you could say you were doing it specifically for the show, benefit the show, because John, being an Everton fan,
right,
United are playing Everton this weekend,
right. Yes,
and that you were doing it for content purposes, so there could be slagging between John and ourselves on the Monday morning. Danny Boy has offered you that excuse in case you need it.
I still don't understand why that means I can take a day off.
Because you specifically put John in there. You were doing it for the benefit of the show.
Oh, right, okay.
Not because you were doing it for your own purposes.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically,
okay,
you wanted to go to work, but you took the hit because of a piece of content.
Yeah, okay, yeah, well, of course. I'm actually strongly considering taking the early part of next week off.
Oh, go to
hell.
Well, I read a piece in the Irish Times online last night, which basically is indicating that we're going to get another beast from the east starting this weekend.
I'm not making
this up. Now, our good friend Alan in Carlow Weather is a little more moderate about it. He puts up fabulous diagrams and like live action images of the wind and stuff like that. But he's being a little bit more moderate. He's saying, yeah, it looks like we're going to have snow all right in the early days of next week, maybe possibly starting this weekend.
Oh, for God's sake.
And so I'm thinking of taking a few days off to make snow angels and throw snowballs at no one in particular. And
I was actually in reasonable form. Do you know that? I was in reasonable form up until moments ago. I hate the prospect of that. It's stuck up at the.
I'm
taking my life in my hands trying to get to work and everything down that bloody road.
I'm just looking out the window and seeing happy people. Very hard to deal with. You know what I mean?
Right, we're going to have to get Alan on. I'm going to say that to Mike.
Idea.
I think we're going to have to say to Mike, get Alan on and see can the man kind of.
Can he make sense of all of this?
Can he cheer me up and say, look, don't mind blooming wicked witch of the wild weather over there.
Or at least if he could say he's in a bad mood about it too.
Exactly.
I feel a lot happier.
Deep Blue Something, Breakfast at Tiffany's. George Michael, Aretha Franklin ahead of that. I knew you were waiting for me. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thursday, 4th of February, Friday's Eve, as we like to think about it around these parts. 087-188-0008, as always, if you want to give us a shout for whatever reason. Oh, by the way, a few answers on the WhatsApp, PJ. You know, we were trying to figure out that show that had Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant in it.
What was it called again?
The Undoing.
The Undoing. Of course it was called The Undoing.
Paddy and Hell's Bells were on to tell us it was The Undoing. So thank you for that. Also, Patrick Bergen, we were saying it was Patrick Bergen's birthday. He was in EastEnders, Jim the Bowes man says.
Was he?
Yeah, you said Fair City, and you were joking, obviously.
I was obviously being an aegis.
Apparently he was in EastEnders.
Get out of it.
There you go.
I did not know that at all.
I wouldn't have known much about the soaps anyway, but
We'll
take your word for it, Jim the Bowesman.
I used to love the soaps a long time ago. Like I used to think EastEnders was the most incredibly dramatic TV. I'm mad for it.
Yeah.
So Fair City used to get great crack out of it. Remember when Billy and all was in it? Oh, morning, Carl. Remember him?
Billy in what?
In Fair City. Remember Billy in Fair City with the red hair?
I have to confess,
gangster fella.
I mean, in my past, I've had a glance at the likes of a Coronation Street and an EastEnders. I never really saw any sort of fierce. You know.
Oh, did you?
I don't like admitting that, especially when you have mates like Eric Lawler who are in us, and
yeah.
Clelia Murphy and stuff, all friends of yours who are in us, and then you're. So yeah, no, I know I've never seen really much of it.
Gets ferocious.
In fact, I was in. You know, I was in Fair City.
What? Yeah. No, he didn't know that. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Myself and
the old Jimmy Bergen over
no,
there.
No, no, no. Myself and Niamh Crowley. You know Niamh.
Yeah, I know Niamh.
We're extras in it once.
Well, you did tell me this before. Yeah, you did. Yeah, that's right.
That's mad, isn't it? Bit an extra in Fair City and an extra with you.
In Ross na Rún.
In Ross na Rún and Mike.
That's very... Yeah, remember Mike lost his mind. He couldn't handle it.
That's still one of the funniest things.
He wasn't able to do the quiet please. Imagine of all the three of us, it was you and me that could do the quiet please.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm losing my mind. Yeah. I'm not able to do this pretending to talk.
What's you there? Are we... Is it on us now? The camera. Is it like... Is it on us at now? At now? Shh, Mike.
Mike, shh.
Yeah, no, I'm being quiet. You're not being quiet, Mike.
Everyone can hear you.
Do you think this isn't whispering?
It was brilliant.
This is mad, isn't it?
I can't.
Would you just shush? I feel really weird, lads. I feel really strange. I'm not doing good here.
Remember that? It was brilliant. He couldn't handle it at all.
Very strange, is right.
But that's it. So that's right. Sorry, I beg your pardon. I put it in there. Yeah.
No, but there you go. That was it. Also, the Wexican has been on. He'd just like you to know that he's eating a clock.
What?
Yeah. Said it was time consuming.
Oh, for the love of God.
Why do I like that? I like that so much. That is... I love those stupid guys.
They are good.
Also, Dan in Cork has been on. Say, Jim, Dara O'Brien, of course, like yourself, an award-winning comedian.
Oh,
of course, Dan, I've forgotten that.
My God.
How did I forget that?
Oh, that's so... I can't believe it. To this day, you know, that'll never go away. That'll never not go into get up me grow. It's never not going to.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeepers. Tonight, I've just seen something horrific on the WhatsApp. Paul and Tala's been on.
What is it?
Oh, jeepers tonight.
Oh, no. Oh, God, I've just seen it now.
He's been out running and he's got chaffed nipples.
His
nipples are bleeding through his shirt.
And he's wearing a white T-shirt.
That's gross, Paul. There was no need for that
now.
He's
like some...
People are trying to have their breakfast and everything.
It's like a horror version of Baywatch.
Oh, that's a horrific...
My God.
I'd say Mike is out there sympathising. We must get Mike to give you a ring. He's a runner.
How long do you have to run before your man titties get all weak and like that and start oozing? Jim, how long do you have to run?
Be all right for me if
he
I ran.
He must be out all night.
Because mine would be too droopy, sure. You know, they wouldn't be pert enough to chaff.
Yeah, since Christmas now, I just tuck mine under my armpits. I just sellotaped them under the armpits to be grand.
Someone has been on, let me see who this is. Chainsaw Man has been on just in relation to that bet that was proposed to you yesterday. I know you only found out about it today.
Today.
But it was proposed to you yesterday about, you know, the...
United and Liverpool, yeah, who would finish ahead of each other in the league.
Who finished higher in the league and there would be a jersey swap involved. And Chainsaw Man has been on to say, Jim, so long as it wasn't an underpants swap...
Some fell for me. I'm really the subject of ridicule this morning, aren't I?
It's a shocker, isn't it?
And if anybody's not ridiculing me this morning, it's because they have their nipples are hanging off them.
The only person who hasn't been abusive to you is the lad who's got bleeding nipples.
Your man who has his ditties in his pocket.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a Thursday
that's turning out to be. Right, listen, let's tell you what's ahead on your breakfast menu today. Of course, the hit bit, as you know, we've rounded it up as it's been tagged by our PJ himself. It's a grand week on the hit bit because we've rounded it up to €1,000 for you to play for every day this week on the hit bit. We're going to do it in our usual places to start, classichits.ie for the previous guesses. And big is the clue.
Big is the clue. Oh, yeah, just like Jim, you just did the number, didn't you?
No, but I'm just saying that was good. It was a good tag you gave it. It was a good title. Mike took it and put it on the old social
media.
Fair
play to him. Yeah.
It's a grand week.
It's
on
a
the
grand
hit
week
bit.
Or a grand old week or whatever. I can't remember what I said on the hit bit. So 0871 888 0008. You can register to play that any time, of course, this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, don't forget, of course, we're still looking to try and top that score of 11 on the breakfast table quiz. We have got a full year's supply of Swedish Nutra's vitamin C and D3. It's the chance to super boost your immune system. That's what you're playing for this week, so you can get involved in that. And Lord only knows what is going through the mind currently of the great PJ Gallagher.
Actually, there's nothing going through my mind today. I'm so... I've been enjoying getting slagged so much, I haven't really done much here. But I'll tell you in a second.
ELO, Mr. Blue Sky. Not sure you can expect it today, but nonetheless, cracking tune. Here are classic hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Actually, on the subject of weather, we're hoping Magic Mike is in the process of trying to touch base with Alan in Carlow weather. In fact, I'm getting the thumbs up to say it's happening. So we'll be chatting to Alan in Carlow weather a bit later on in the show.
Deadly.
Because, what do you call it? Tara put the fear of God into us with our Beast from the East predictions for this weekend and the start of next week and everything. And
if he doesn't have good news, I'm switching to Kilkenny weather. I'm done. I'm gone.
So we're going to get the official word from Alan and Carlo weather on that score a little bit later on. But look at the other thing that is definitely on the way for sure, of course, is Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is. It's just a couple of weeks away, not even.
Well, 10 days.
10 days away.
10 days away to Valentine's Day. And of course, who do you need in your corner when you're trying to, especially in these difficult times, you're trying to keep the love alive.
Well, isn't that it, yeah?
And who better than Dr. Love himself, P.J. Gallagher.
All the advice is obviously that of an expert. Mr. Successful, no love at all. Basically, what's happened over this last year is a lot of people have started got it chatting with people, but they can't meet up, you know?
Yeah.
So if you're on the old apps or if you've met someone through social media, or maybe you've met someone through the old...
You do love the social media.
Social media, yeah. You know, all of that sort of... Then now Valentine's coming up. And Valentine's is awkward at the best of times, yeah, right? You either do it all in, or you have to come to a deal, I think, with your other half and go, let's knock this nonsense on. We're not doing it, are we?
Yeah.
And then she goes, yeah, and then you're in trouble for not doing it, right? Grand, whatever.
Sometimes that's when Valentine's is at its best.
When you're
not doing it. When you literally make it your own, when you like you have that agreement in place that like, right, we're doing a sit-in, aren't we? We're crack open a bottle of wine, maybe. We'll get a takeaway, maybe. We'll do whatever. You know, when you have your own version.
Oh, sorry, I meant when we're not... let's just avoid each other, I was thinking. Let's just not hang out that day.
Well, I mean, depending on the kind of relationship you have, maybe that's a good arrangement other half.
Yeah, let's just... Come on, I'll watch football. You go visit your ma or something and we'll just get through this crap.
Yeah, that's another approach, all right.
Jeeves, the cast, two different planes of existence. We both literally thought we were talking about the same thing. So here's the five things that they recommend could be potential sort of digital dates for Valentine's Day. So, because it's a Valentine's Day, I'm so sick of saying it. It's everything's a Patrick's Day with a difference, a birthday with a difference.
I know.
An Easter with a difference.
Yeah, or like no other. That's the other one that's always on the go.
Well, there you
It'll
go.
It'll be a Valentine's Day like no other.
And this is
wow,
it.
Wow, really?
So this is our first one. We've done all the other ones once, but now this is our first Valentine's Day like no other, right? So here's some ideas that they have. One, shaken or stirred. Why don't you stir things up with a two-person mocktail cocktail making class? Send each other a list of ingredients that you both should buy and get in and then make cocktails together over
in
Zoom.
In separate
houses.
So you make a cocktail in your house, the other partner makes a cocktail in their house, and then what, you get together on Zoom and drink it.
And you're there going, so how's that? It's all right, yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day, yeah. Yeah, great. Mine's rubbish, though. I didn't have any oranges, so I used onions.
You know,
what do you use onions for?
It's gas. You know the way you can... There's an easier way of doing that. Just don't get the cocktail stuff. Like, get a sack of...
Open a bottle or something.
Like, a bottle of something that's the same. Like, you don't have to go through all this ordeal nonsense of, like, making, and don't put in the right amount. Because that's what happens, isn't it, with someone? You'd be there going, put in a bit of sugar and this and you're... What happens in real life for people is, that's too... You have to put too much sugar in now. They're not going to taste the same.
Yeah.
No, you've ruined it.
You've ruined it there now.
Start again. We'll start again. Listen, I tell you what, just get some milk. We'll just have a glass of milk together. Have a tea. It'd be grand. Wait till you get a load of this one. Why not have a PowerPoint presentation from your own home? Yeah. So,
oh, wow. I tell you something, man. Nothing says romance like a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, I'm after swallowing a load of my own spit and laughing.
Because that's exactly it. I've prepared this PowerPoint presentation to point out the ways in which I love you. Here we have at number one, I've done a small graph. And, yeah. I mean,
so, when we first met, I would like you to point, this was the 17th of April, 1978. At this point, I was you were a stranger to me in a funny Mac. I remember commenting on your shoes to the man next to me. Are they saying, like...
A PowerPoint presentation. Yeah. So wow, say, that, I mean, the romance oozes off that, doesn't it?
And look at this, how to not like somebody, right? So it's like, what do you know the most about? Why not prepare a PowerPoint presentation on the subject that you know the most about and show this new person in your life why you are so passionate with a series of charts and drawings. Isn't that brilliant? What, have you ever heard anything so romantic?
So you're saying basically, right, so you're a massive motorbike enthusiast, right?
So you're saying
that if you hooked up with somebody, that you would give them a PowerPoint presentation on the history of motorbikes or MotoGP or whatever.
Yeah, like, so,
and they'd be sitting there going, yeah, this it's fantastic.
So tomorrow, Jim, for example, right? Tomorrow it's the 5th of February, right?
Yeah.
The new Suzuki Hayabusa's coming out tomorrow, right?
Right. Can you imagine Who didn't know that?
Imagine me trying to impress someone like this. So as you see here, this is the 1999 initial version. Fastest motorbike on the planet. It should be there. Oh, my God. Who is this absolute moron? I cannot believe who I'm talking to. And I'd be like, no, stick with me.
No, you can guarantee at some point in that one, it's going to be, sorry, I'm losing you. I don't know what's... My internet seems to be freezing.
Are you sure? I haven't even got to the fuel dilation figures yet. Hello? Hello? Yeah, I know. It's really nonsense. I think it is.
Right, give us one more then.
So they have show and tell, room raiders. So find something in your house you're very passionate about and talk about it. That's one, right? So I'm going to skip over that because that's as nonsense as the rest. We're going to ridicule. Here's a decent one, though. Did you know there's virtual online board games? So, like, you can log on and I can log on and we can play Monopoly type of thing and still have a Zoom meeting going on. That's actually not
the worst. That's not bad.
That's good, right?
Yeah.
So you can go on Monopoly or the Game of Life or something. They go on for ages. It keeps you occupied so there's no awkward things in the conversation. And then
that's kind of cool. I didn't know that. That's kind of cool.
Neither did I. It's not a bad one. It's not a bad one. Yeah.
I think you've redeemed it.
I was like, somehow
that strikes me as being slightly better than your PowerPoint presentation on the history of MotoGP.
Just to stay safe, I think I'm going to sort of find someone to run with the old PowerPoint presentation. Do you know, Jim? I think if you're going to ridicule someone, do it hard.
All Saints Pure Shores here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Actually, Ray in Limerick has been on, PJ. He did point out a potential flaw in that one that we thought was a good idea.
Okay,
right,
what
so
happened there?
The virtual board games, we thought that was a potentially
that
good
sounds,
idea.
I think it's good, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. When you said it, I thought that sounds like a good one. He did say, though, Ray in Limerick, he's passed on, that lads, Valentine's will end up costing you a fortune when you get pissed off halfway through virtual Monopoly and end up flipping your laptop off the coffee table. Why does that always happen in Monopoly?
Because Monopoly is ruthless, bloodthirsty,
isn't it?
Outrageous. Well,
people play, they start playing Monopoly and they think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
Generally family situations more. And then at some point in Monopoly, somebody will totally lose the rag.
Yeah.
You know, they'll get actually annoyed that they have to pay you over.
Yeah. They start thinking it's real money.
Pretend money.
Yeah.
You didn't have a hotel on that. I have it there.
It's there, look.
You didn't have it.
Yeah, this is outrageous. The bills of tax coming out of my ears. Yeah. I'm only after paying the electricity company 200 fake pounds.
And so, what is it? Somebody always ends up it always gets personal.
Oh, it gets
and
so
you end
personal.
Up on a Monopoly rail.
Yeah, how can
and
I
somebody
have...
walks off, or oh, I'm not playing.
This is ridiculous. Community Chess telling me I owe another 600 in lightning tax. Ridiculous.
CC Peniston finally here at Classic Hits. Time to get involved in the hit. Bit of grand up for grabs. Magic Mike standing by. Last call to have your chance of winning that cash. 087-188-0008. Let him know that you want to get on to play. Don't give him your guess, by the way. That won't count anyway. Even if you were right, you need to be on the air giving your guess. So just let Mike know you want to play. 087-188-0008. Now, CC Peniston, and finally, very appropriate tune, right?
It is.
Because Barry has been on WhatsApp. And Barry thinks that he finally has found your soulmate, PJ Gallagher.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Thank you, Barry, for the WhatsApp. He alerted us to this. He gave us a little link to this person. Her name is Stephanie Bennett, and she could be the perfect person for you, PJ Gallagher.
Well, I don't know now. You'd have to make it. I mean, I don't.
Well, put it this way, right?
Really feel
she shares a great deal of your interests in life. You know, one of your main interests. And some of your You know, like, for example, you know the way you have the thing about, you know, you don't like wasting money. You know, and you don't like excess. You know what I mean? You've made a point of how, you know, you'd rather stick an extra, you'd wear rather wear your coat than stick the heating on.
Exactly, yeah. I don't understand why you use central heating when you have a blanket.
You don't need more than one knife and one fork?
Definitely not. Like, right. It's not as if you're going to give your food to anybody, so why would you need an extra knife and fork for yourself?
Well, let me tell you the reasons why you and Stephanie could be a match made in heaven. Okay? Stephanie Bennett, right? Here's what she'll do. She's on a mission to keep her outgoings absolutely as low as possible.
Yeah,
right?
Good for her.
Some of the things that she'll do. She will take the lint out of her tumble dryer and use it as cotton wool for putting her makeup on.
You are not serious.
Yeah.
She
turns it into makeshift cotton pads to take her nail varnish off and apply her makeup.
That is relentlessly scabby, isn't it? Using dust that falls into off your clothes as
Wait
a way
for
of
it.
Putting makeup.
She'll how many has one light bulb in the house? And she moves it from room to room.
You see...
Just like English John.
Yeah, you see, that makes a lot of sense. After English John, if you're not going to... Why? The only reason we don't do that in real life is because we don't want to burn our hands.
Right.
So if I figured out, you know, like, why... I'm only ever in, genuinely, one room at a time.
You see, I told you this was potentially a match made in heaven.
I'd need two bulbs. I'd need one permanently in the toilet because that could be an emergency situation. But everywhere, whatever, there's never another emergency,
right.
Really, in the house.
So, putting her makeup on with lint... moving her light bulb around the house, right? She also enforces something called navy showers. All right?
Yeah,
I know. Do you know what a navy shower is?
I actually do know what a navy shower
is. Well, here, let her explain it.
In our house, we have what we call navy showers.
I'm not allowed to take long showers because Stephanie wants to save water for the water bill. I go in, turn water on, reach my body off.
Cut the water off. Lather your body down. Make sure you get every area so you don't miss anything. Because you can't come back to it.
Turn it back on. Reach the soap off my body.
And get out.
I don't really get to watch my full body.
That's
outrageous.
That voice you heard is our current partner, Patrick.
How is he putting up with that?
Well, he's not into it, right? So that's why I think there's an opening for you. He's not into it. He says that he's a grown-ass man and he should be entitled to have manly showers.
He's right, in fairness, isn't he? Like, that's ridiculous.
So you go in, you have the quickest of rinses, you turn it off.
You put all the soap on your
body. Put the soap all over yourself, lash it back on, and then you get out. Now, to be sure you do it right, she has got a baby monitor by the shower to tell you that you've taken too long.
So she stands outside the door using it like a walkie-talkie. That's it now? That's enough water? Stop.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Now soap yourself up. Now rinse. Now stop. I couldn't live like that now.
Right. What about this? Now this could be more in line with you. When she goes to the soup. First of all, when she cooks pasta, she reuses the water. She keeps the water from the pasta to use it again.
Probably makes her fella wash his feet in it.
When she goes to the supermarket, she goes shopping. Before, when she's buying fruit and veg, when she's buying the fruit... She peels the bananas before she weighs them.
That's a good idea.
She takes the grapes off the vine before she weighs them.
That's a good idea though, isn't it? Like, in fairness, like, you could probably save, like, I don't know, maybe 15 quid a year doing that. That's not the worst idea now I've ever
You're coming
heard.
Around to her. You're coming around to her.
15 quid a year, that's three coffees, like.
And then the final piece de resistance is that when it comes to cooking her food, she doesn't use a cooker. It's a waste of time, in Stephanie's view. She uses her dishwasher. Because she says it means she can get other things washed at the same time.
That's outrageous. I mean, in fairness, if you can upset with me with being a skin flint, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah.
That's like she living says, in prison. Prison.
She wraps them in containers and uses tin foil. Now, she does say, yeah, the water does seep through a little bit, but I'd rather that than turning on the oven.
Imagine sitting there eating a soap-flavoured chicken that was steamed by a dishwasher.
She does hot dogs and lasagna. Imagine having a soggy lasagna.
Soggy, wet lasagna. And her fella there only half washed. Sitting there with all the bananas going off because there's no skin on them. sitting there going, is there really, do you really think there's no better way than this?
So what you're saying is that she may not be the girl for you?
Yeah, she'd be, imagine sitting there like that, and she'd be like, is there no better way than this? And she's like, shut up and drink your tea. I made it with fresh pasta water this morning.
Some Ireland's classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Supermax. Whether you're into taco, curry, cheese, or garlic fries, we have something for everyone. Order online, available at supermax.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit bit. The classic hit bit. It is a grand all week on the classic hit bit, so it's €1,000 every day. Dying to give it away to you. Here's what it sounds like. And we're going to have Breida Donnan, who's going to play first. How are you, Breida?
Hiya, good morning.
Morning to you. What's the story with you this morning? How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm grand, grand. And yourself?
Yeah, well, aren't I always spectacular sitting next
God,
to you?
God, I tell you something, Breida.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
Breida, don't start him off talking about himself. we've only got limited time to get this done.
Well, now that you ask, Breida, yeah, you know what I mean? Today started out okay. Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah. Where are you this morning, Breida?
Clondalkin.
Clondalkin. Right, so we've €1,000 in the hand here. What do you think this is?
Well, I think it's Codaline, Big Bad World.
Oh, okay.
Codaline, eh, yeah. Like it. Why is your machine not doing what it's supposed to do? Hang on a second. Let me press a different button. Try that.
Can you hear me now?
Hey, there he is, young Magic Michael.
Okay, it is unfortunately a Big Bad World for you. It's wrong.
Okay.
Unlucky, Breida. Unlucky.
All you do is try.
Absolutely. And keep trying. And by the way, just in case you get a chance to try with Niall Boylan later on today, tell him we rounded it up to $5,000, will you?
Okay.
Cheers. Cheers, right, Breida. Have a good day. Take
See
care.
You,
bye-bye.
Bye. Ray waiting. Ray Dawson, how are you?
All good. Plus the crack, which is fine.
Super duper, Ray. What are you up to yourself?
I'm just waiting for this $5,000 to come along, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Don't you worry. We'll text you Niall's address there. You can head
What's your plan today, Ray? Have you work to do or...?
Yeah, I'm sitting tight and work here over in the Ballymount Industrial Estate there, yeah.
All right. Where are you over there? What are you into?
I'm working for a crowd called Project Tiles, just supplying toilers with all that grout and stuff. You know yourself.
All right.
Can I take this opportunity?
Sorry, shush. I need Ray.
Go on.
Ray, do you only do grout and stuff? Do you do actual tiles?
No. You have to go over to the main warehouse.
It's okay. You can talk to PJ again. I might have been in the market for a few tiles there. I was going to try and sort something out.
I'll put you in touch with somebody.
Oh, well, I tell you now, Mike, don't lose Ray's number, right?
Ray, it's terrible people on the radio trying to use you, but now I have you.
They're not the first boys, I can tell you.
I will say, remember I was going on about the orange-flavoured truffle bunny? Remember that? I got that in the petrol station beside where you work. So I did.
Oh, up in the Evergreen up there, is it?
Yeah, that's the one. That's where I got it.
Wait a second. So Ray declares that he works in a tile grouting place and you think chocolate mousse bunnies.
I'm just thinking if we happened to live within 5K of each other, we could arrange a meet up on a chocolate bunny swap.
Unreal. With a few bunnies, that sounds good.
Tell you something, yeah.
Tell you what.
Probably less said about that, the better. Should we give Ray the money? Just give Ray the money.
€1,000, Ray. What do you think this is?
Big Audio Dynamite E=MC².
Wow, my God, there's a blast. I haven't heard that in a million years.
A blast.
Bit of time travel there, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, see what you did there, Jim, with the blast, because we're going to have to blow that up and tell you it's wrong. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry about that, Ray.
Take care of yourself. Mike will be in touch about the tiles and the chocolate bunnies, right?
Good luck.
Cheers, Ray.
Bye.
That's one of the more surreal hit bits we've done. And in fairness, when you consider Mike Puns, that's saying something.
I can't believe he shot down the whole bunny thing. I was that close to having a pocket full of chocolate bunnies, Jim.
Upside Down from Diana Ross here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thursday, 4th of February, Friday's Eve. On the way this hour, we've got the chance for you to win a year's supply of Swedish Nutra's vitamin C and D3. The chance to super boost your immune system. A score of 11 to beat. On the breakfast table quiz, that's on the way this hour. But if ever there was a time where you needed a feel-good tune, this is that time, PJ Gallagher.
This is the time, let's face it, right? They've done this new poll, this new survey, and they're finding that more and more people are listening to tunes that they find motivate them. So it's like motivational tunes.
Mm.
And apparently, whereas beforehand you might have the radio just bubbling away in the background, or you might have the TV bubbling away in the background. People are actively now seeking out music they find motivational to do the simplest things, like cooking, house chores. I suppose it was always that way when you're trying to do exercises, especially home exercises.
Yeah.
My God, it's so hard to motivate yourself.
Yeah.
Or even just, front room.
Even just to actually just lift your mood. There are songs, for whatever reason, bring you to a time and a place maybe, or a... I don't know, they're just, whatever, you go off into your own head or something, and it's just, you just feel better for hearing them.
Well, this is the thing, because listening to motivational feel-good music, it has the exact effect, has that exact effect. It releases endorphins, feel-good chemicals, dopamine into the system, so to the point that sometimes you can feel euphoric by hearing a tune.
Yeah.
That makes you feel so euphoric.
I mean, the amount of times you say to me, God, Jim, I feel euphoric since you played that tune.
I mean, yes, since you played,
thank you for that, Jim. I'm positively euphoric, you often say.
I can feel the dopamine making my euphoria swivel around my head, so I can.
It's true.
So that means they've done a survey and they've asked people, what is it? What are the tunes? Like, if on a broad sort of sweeping sort of scenario, what tunes are the most motivational tunes you can listen to?
Right.
And that means we have a top 10.
Hey, of course we do.
We love our top 10.
Hit us up, PJ. What are we talking about here?
Okay, in at number 10, I'm a little bit surprised this one makes it. I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. That to isn't very motivational. It's more like I'm hoping to be alive at the end of it.
Yeah. No. Although there is that sort of triumph over adversity type thing. There
That's true.
Sort of like, you know, I'll do... I tell you something, I have to say, I always associate that it's a very strong female song, obviously.
Very much so.
It always strikes me as the kind of song that somebody's going to come out with after a breakup.
Yeah, big
time. Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't it one of them? I tell you something, I take it all, yeah?
Yeah.
Shut me down, but I'll survive.
It's as long as I know how to breathe, I'll always feel alive.
There's a touch of that. But I understand why it would make the list.
True. But for me, it's a surviving song, not a, like, everything's going deadly song or whatever.
Exactly.
Like this one. Number 9 is Mr. Blue Sky by ELO.
I can't believe my machine crapped out of me at just a moment.
See, there you go.
Let's just rewind. Hang a second.
We're back to Gloria Gaynor now.
Start that again. What was that, number 9?
Number 9, Mr. Blue Sky with ELO.
Right, well, that's interesting because it says Mr. Blue Sky.
That's very funny. Jim, we will survive.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Jim. We will get through this
that's
somehow.
That's a weird one. That actually, it says Mr. Blue Sky and then goes like that.
Funny.
Which I can only assume means that the one that's called ABBA will be... No, it's also ABBA. Thanks for that, Michael. It's going well so far.
I feel so motivated by the way this is going.
Let's sweep over Mr. Blue Sky.
This is brilliant. This is us trying to find the music to motivate people, and we literally can't find the music
exactly
to motivate people. So number 8 is Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go by Wham.
Yeah. That's just kind of a general upbeat tune. Is there sort of like, is there a feel-good vibe to that?
I
suppose if it's motivational, just the fact that it's that upbeat joyful.
I think that's more about the tempo than what the song is about, you know?
Yeah.
Lal hanging on like a yo-yo doesn't sound that tragic, you know?
Exactly.
Then it's I Wanna Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston in at number 7.
Yeah, I suppose.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. I can imagine myself grooving around the house with a Hoover now.
Yeah.
Listening to Whitney Houston. number 6, Happy by Pharrell Williams. Have to say...
That makes sense.
Yeah, but
I do like
that. It's too much. I hear it too many times.
You're pushing the happy too far.
Too many times walking in and out of shops in Grafton Street, and every single one of them was going, do you feel happy going on and wandering the place? And did you buy yourself a pair of shoes?
Somebody overselling your happiness.
It was overdone.
I got you, okay.
Number 5, Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys. That was that's in there with the lads.
This is really working well today, isn't it?
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations.
I just realised I'm going to need some seriously motivational music to get over this link.
Don't you? I love how stressed out this is making you, because you're the one that has to do all the buttons and all. And I'm just sitting here with my coffee saying, I like all this
music.
Normally
the buttons are fairly well behaved, but today for some reason they're not doing what they should do. But anyway,
in the system there. Which brings us, we're nearly in the top three. Katrina and the Waves though at number four, we're Walking on Sunshine. Yeah. I defy anyone not to get excited when they hear this.
Yeah.
It's the kicking in bit, and then she gets all so excited herself.
Just that music, even if she didn't sing anything, that music would nearly do it for you, wouldn't it?
She actually hasn't sang anything, she's just making noise. So, yeah, woo, yeah, get up, Elvin.
It is, it's that beat in it. It's that.
Yeah, I like
that. Get that,
a
one
lot.
For sure. Absolutely, get that one.
And the next one, undeniable. Jim McCabe, we have literally won karaoke competitions singing this very next song, the two of us on stage.
Really?
We have the jockaroke competitions that used to be in the listeners' parties.
Yeah.
With this is Living on a Prayer, Bon Jovi. We'll give it a shot.
To just scream, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's that kind of whoa!
I still feel like a teenager when I hear that. I still feel like I want to pull on a pair of me ma's tights and go spandex running around the house. You know what I mean?
Wait a second.
Stick a mop head on me head.
There was all sorts of things going well there until you came out with sticking on your ma's tights. That's taken us in a completely different direction.
No. You know what I mean? Like it's Spanish.
Yeah, I sincerely hope you weren't wearing your ma's tights that night we won on stage.
We'll never know, Jim. We'll never know.
Right, okay. So, have we made our way back to ABBA?
We actually have, yeah, believe it or not.
So, where was its rightful place?
Number two. It is the number two most motivational song. I totally get it.
Dancing Queen, do you?
I suppose,
to be fair, the chorus is kind of like, yeah. As upbeat as the other ones, but I still get it. There's that sort of vibe off it.
And after this morning, I'll always see it as a depressingly sort of, you know,
to be honest with
interfering
you,
song.
It scarred me now. Yeah. I'll never be able to listen to it again.
In fact, if I ever meet ABBA, I'll give out to them for what they did to us this morning.
Somebody's just WhatsApped in to say that basically all we're doing is playing the Copperface Jacks playlist. Which is a fantastic description.
That's not wrong.
Somebody's saying, I hope the Black Eyed Peas are on there.
They're not. No, they don't make it.
We're on number one.
No, we're on number one now and we haven't hit the Black Eyed Peas.
And the Black Eyed Peas didn't feature on the list at all.
Yeah, they did, number 14. So we couldn't do them all, but it's number 14. And we couldn't
sort of surprised by that.
Same here, but that brings us to this song. We talked about this song before. This was actually scientifically proven to be the most motivational, most upbeat, most sort of
feel-good
song of all time, scientifically, not just to listen to. And it's, of course it is, it's Queen, Don't Stop Me Now.
The most motivational, most feel-good tune.
Oh, what a tune.
Is that, apparently, Queen, Don't Stop Me Now. Although somebody did point out that they should have gone with Bohemian Rhapsody. That way you'd have been motivated for longer. It's a good way to look at it.
You see, Big Wayne and Garrett are actually from Wayne's World. They're coming back to do a Super Bowl ad. You know, the halftime ads, the Super Bowl is this weekend.
Right.
And they're bringing Wayne and Garrett from Wayne's World. They'll just speak about Bohemian Rhapsody. You just remind me of it.
Somebody wants to know whether or not the reason that you ended up stealing somebody's jocks was because you got fed up listening to Happy when you went into shops. So you couldn't bear to go in and buy them anymore, so you just stole them instead.
Well, you're not a million miles away. The defining time I remember was, you know, in the gym when they play all the music and all.
Yeah.
And I was having a very bad day in the gym and I was lying on my back wrecked. And I could hear your man. Cause I'm happy. I was like, was it the same day the jocks went missing?
Who knows? Flood of WhatsApps in with people who are a bit disgruntled with that list and are suggesting tunes they think that, you know, should have been on there. Somebody saying the Bluebells, Young at Heart. Antoinette actually saying that. Or
doesn't feature at all.
Your other favourite, Baltimora.
Oh, definitely. I know, yeah. But I suppose there was a lot of people too young.
Casey and the Sunshine Band, Give It Up.
What a great song that is.
Earth, Wind and Fire or Town Called Malice. I mean, everybody has their own. Town Called Malice is amazing.
Brilliant song, yeah.
Noah Ha, surprised by that, according to somebody. Somebody surprised there's no
take
Old
on
Town.
Me. Aha were 15, actually. Just we didn't get to feature them.
An Old Town from Phil Lynas.
Yeah, no sign of it.
Number one should have been, according to this person, Together in Electric Dreams.
That is an amazing song. Oh, look at you doing funny faces. Are you not mad about it?
I don't know about number one. Like,
it's an amazing song.
Still Standing by Elton.
He ruined it. Elton John ruined the Elton John song at that COVID gig.
Yeah.
But we started going, yeah, beep, 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 beep.
And somebody saying, best motivational song ever, Patrick Hernandez, Born to be Alive. You know that? Born. You know that one? Born to be Alive. You know that?
I don't know that at all. You just turned into Perry Como. Whatever happened there?
Thunderstruck from AC/DC.
Brilliant song.
Let me see these. Is there any more of these? No, there's a few. Somebody saying they're shocked that Working My Way Back to You by Detroit Spinners wasn't on the list.
You're shocked that didn't make it. Really, you're shocked that didn't make it.
Margot, he's not a fan.
Margot, I don't know.
And also Eye of the Tiger. A lot of people actually saying about Eye of the Tiger.
What a song.
Not being on there as well.
What a song. I think the cheese. I, as much as I'd love to see it as number one, there's something so cheesy about that song. You know,
yeah.
Lads in bare days threatening people. Never really works, does it?
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online, learn and revise safely and get ahead with Julie's, CKES.ie.
It's all about super boosting your immune system on the Breakfast Table Quiz this week. A whole load of additional health benefits as well. There's all sorts of things. The benefits of vitamin C and vitamin D, well known, of course. But combined vitamin C and D3, which is what Swedish Nutra have done, it'll help super boost your immune system. So if you want to get your hands on some of this Swedish Nutra vitamin C and D3 to boost your own immune system, you can check them out at pharmacies nationwide. And also, just to give you a little heads up, the vitamins are a liquid supplement. So if you're somebody who, for whatever reason, you know, has an issue with capsules or tablets or anything like that.
Some people do, yeah. Exactly. Don't like to swallow them.
This'll make it a lot easier because the vitamins are a liquid supplement. As I say, they're available in pharmacies nationwide. And your chance this week in the Breakfast Table Quiz to win an entire year's supply.
Yeah, but you're going to have to get 12 or more in the Breakfast Table Quiz. And this morning, Brian Drennan is going to give it a go. How are you, Brian?
How's it going, lads? Not too bad.
What's the story with you, Brian? Where are you today?
I'm out in Selvridge.
Oh, very good, very good. Do you have work or at home, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm working from home, but I don't stay for a while, so we're all right.
Oh, happy days. Okay, yeah, that's kit pack. For sure, I might even get the coffee on and all of that.
Yeah, exactly. Right, listen, so Brian, the challenge for you is to top that score of 11. If you can get the Dirty Dozen, it'll put you top of the leaderboard with only one day to play. So lots of incentives. You good to give it a go?
Yeah, let's go.
Happy days. Here we go.
The musical The West Side Story was inspired by what Shakespeare book?
Romeo and Juliet.
The leader of an orchestra plays what instrument?
The trombone.
The violin. Who founded Facebook?
Mark Zuckerberg.
What is the largest island in the Caribbean Sea?
Jamaica.
It's Cuba. What does UFO stand for?
Unidentified flying object.
In what part of your body would you find the cruciate ligament?
Your leg.
I'll give you that. In what US state is the city Nashville?
Tennessee.
What is the currency of Denmark?
Krone.
Which football club plays its home game in Loftus Road?
QPR.
What's longer than a nautical mile? Is it... Jeebus, I'll give you a different question. In what decade was pop icon Madonna born?
50.
Yeah, what football team plays their home games in Dalymount Park?
Both.
Gouda is a popular cheese originating from what country?
Greece.
The Netherlands. What language is spoken in Brazil?
Portuguese.
Yeah, yes. And I'm going to have to give you one more. Sorry, because of my absolute flounder. Yeah. You should have seen Jim McCabe covering his mouth to stop laughing at me.
No, but to be fair. Oh, yeah, sorry, I see the question now. It was the way you phrased it. I didn't know what was going on.
I thought it was two questions in one.
In
fairness to you, it wasn't your fault. Right, I'll give you one more. What in the animal kingdom is a doe?
A deer.
That is it. Yeah, there you go. Right, okay.
Why do you sing it, Brian? It's a deer. A female deer. Anyway, right, listen, oh, Brian, that God. Sounded like some good scoring to me, even if you had to navigate a nautical mile in there in the middle of it. But anyway.
What's long a nautical mile? It's the same, it's the most straightforward question, and I don't know how I managed to get it so wrong. Sorry
right,
about that.
The important score is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11!
You're joking me! Oh!
Even with the extra
Brian,
one at
I'm
the
so
end.
I'm so sorry. Oh, it was 11. When that right? happens.
That's a shame. That's a real shame. Yeah. Listen, you couldn't have done much better without getting to the top of the leaderboard. So, Brian, brave effort. Well done, sir.
All right, cheers, lad.
Thanks. You, Brian.
Have a good day, Brian. Take care.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
What is love? Head away. Here are Classic Hits. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp if you need to give us a shout. Of course, still to come, we got CSI on the way after nine. But first, it's time to dispel the rumours. Or is it, PJ? Or are we going to find out? Are we going to get, you know, are we going to be shocked? Are we going to be horrified like we were this morning when Tara started landing all of these rumours and frightening us all with threats of
I know, you
the
see,
beast from the east returning.
Tara saw her problem is she's so enthusiastic for misery that she gets carried away sometimes. So we'll have to see what the real truth is now.
Yeah, so anyway, apparently there's been loads of kind of headlines and stuff floating around on social media, and Tara spotted it in an actual official, inverted commas, newspaper that said, you know, to prepare this weekend and the start of next week as a potential return for the beast from the east. Massive snowfall and, you know, plummeting temperatures and general mayhem. So we thought, no, we're not having that. We're not having her
Let's
happy about that.
Let's talk to the expert, Mr. Mad himself.
Yes, indeed.
Mr. Carlo Weather.
Alan, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are we?
Good.
Now, listen, Alan, I tell you something. You literally have myself and PJ's hopes pinned on you to dispel these vicious rumours.
So tread softly, Alan, as you tread in our dreams.
Tara seems to love the snow. She gets very enthusiastic anytime I tweet about snow, so she does.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable. You're like Santa Claus when you tell her snow is coming.
I mean, literally, the worse you make it sound, the happier she is.
Well, it is certainly going to be a shock to the system in terms of how cold it's going to get. So it's going to start feeling cooler by Saturday. And by Sunday, the wind chill is going to be a shock to the system. So we have an easterly wind that's coming. Now, I'm not so sure if you call it the full beast from the east. Maybe the pest from the east, or maybe the small beast from the east.
Yeah, the Jack Russell from the east. That's what it is. Annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the thing about it is, it's not quite the beast that we saw in 2018, because it's not the cold, real, real deep cold that we saw from Siberia, but it is going to turn very cold. And from Sunday night through to Monday, Tuesday, and into Wednesday, you're going to be looking at really hard frost at night, low temperatures, struggling to get above freezing by day, and then those snow showers are going to start coming in off the Irish Sea. Now, it's mainly Leinster that's going to see most of those showers at first. They might make it a bit further inland, but it's almost impossible really to forecast where exactly those snow showers will hit. But from Monday onwards, they will become increasingly snow. The word sleet will be less and less likely. But it all depends on the wind direction. So a direct easterly brings it into north Leinster. A more northeasterly brings it more into south Leinster. And then the risk is that on Wednesday into Thursday, there's going to be a battle. So we have a southwest kind of weather system coming up, and it's going to meet the cold air, and they're going to basically battle it out, which one is going to win. But the problem is that where the battle is fought, you'll see some heavy snow. So if the cold air can kind of hold back the heavy rain and the milder air, then it will continue to fall as snow, something similar to what we saw from Storm Emma in 2018.
This is what I love about you, Alan. You're the only person that can make Irish weather sound like an episode of Game of Thrones.
Well, the White Walkers aren't just appearing just yet, though, PJ. But if that milder air pushes up, you might see snow for a while, but then it quickly becomes rain and we get back to our normal kind of messy, kind of slushy kind of weather.
God, I can't believe I pinned all me hopes on Alan to come along and go, don't mind her, it'll be grand, it'll be just a bit of this, just a bit of that. Oh my God, it sounds awful.
I'm swapping to Kilkenny weather because they've no accuracy, but they're so much more full of hope.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Why couldn't you just come on and tell us what we wanted to hear, Alan?
Well, I probably should have, but in fairness, I think the only thing I would say is that you will want to be prepared for the wind chill, and people, you know, everyone's working from home, so the heating bills are going to take a bit of a jump next week.
I'm only ever concerned about when it, you know, having to get down the mountain.
You see, that's it, yeah, Alan. He's up in like, you know, Wisteria Mountain
so
there.
I'm going on the, because you know the way you said, whichever one would send it to North Leinster and one would send it to South Leinster, yeah?
Yeah.
Right, well, what was the one that we needed to go to North Leinster?
The easterly wind.
Right. Come on, the easterly wind.
Yeah.
Come on. Send it up that way a bit. And then just as long as you can sort of leave, if you can leave Wicklow out of it at all, Alan, I'd much appreciate it.
Well, some of the weather charts were showing some really serious deep snow in parts of the Wicklow Mountains by the end of the week.
For God's sake, this is nightmare.
Like, I don't think you understand, Alan. If Jim doesn't come in, nobody's going to do anything. Well, like, God forbid, we all have to do a day's work in here. That's a serious risk at stake here.
This is tragedy. This is absolute tragedy.
I was mentioning work that everyone might have to work from home next week because of the weather, and then I went, "Oh wait, never mind. Everyone's already working from home."
Yeah. Right. Okay. So the gist of it is that it's not quite on the levels of Beast from the East stuff, but depending on what happens in this battle that will take place, it could get nasty enough to be aware of it at least.
Yeah, certainly the East Coast should be aware from Sunday, because those snow showers will start to come in regardless of the battle. The battle then is the second round. So the first round is going to be fought on the East Coast, and then the second round will be fought on the South Coast.
This is fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like when you went to those tours in school and they tell you about all the battles between the British and the Irish and they pointed all the fields and everything, where they all took place.
Yeah.
Like, you're making it sound almost like it's something to look forward to, I have to say. Yeah.
This will be the scene of the battle between the cold wind and the rainy weather.
The only thing I would say is for people like Tara who do love snow, they might get very jealous because parts of England and up along Scotland are going to get a lot of snow Sunday into Monday. Now, we won't.
To be honest with you, Alan, there's every chance that she'll be on holidays over there at the time anyway, so that tends to be the case with our Tara, so I wouldn't worry about it. Right, listen, okay, I don't know whether to say thank you because you didn't give me any of the information I wanted.
But thank you for your accuracy, Alan. If nothing else, thank you for always being as close as it can humanly be or possibly be.
Remember, if you want constant updates, you can follow Carlo Weather, of course, on all of the social media channels and stay up to it, because I assume it will be. There is an element of a constantly changing thing here, Alan, as well, isn't there?
Oh yeah, I mean, trying to forecast those snow showers even 24 hours out is very hard, and then trying to forecast 5-6 days out where that snow is going to fall is pretty much impossible really at the moment. So it's going to be changing, and you're going to want to keep up to date with the air and forecast as well, because there's likely to be weather warnings, but it is very tricky to nail this down. So
right, okay. That's the bit of hope I'm going to cling on to. It's going to change suddenly and it'll be like, no, we were wrong about that. It's actually going to be blistering sunshine. You'll be fine.
That'll do, yeah. Complete self-denial. Denial of all reality.
Alan, thanks so much as always. Always a pleasure talking to you, I think. But anyway, listen, thanks a million for coming on with us. Cheers, appreciate it.
Alright man, cheers.
Thanks as always, Alan. Take care.
Guaranteed Irish, you too, with BB King, When Love Comes to Town, here at Classic Hits. And Kim Carnes ahead of that in Betty Davis Eyes, 80s classic. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Sorry I was momentarily distracted there, but
yes.
I'll tell you something, right? You know the way the last year, okay, naturally, and quite rightly so, most of the world has been celebrating its medical staff. You know what I mean?
Frontline workers, emergency crews,
all that sort of stuff. Quite rightly, but more than ever, people have been celebrating their, as I say, emergency services and frontline workers and health staff and all that sort of stuff. And it's been pretty much universal around the world, the celebration of these heroes. And then you come to this story.
Except for Naples, in parts of Naples in Italy. It's very much known to be quite a mafia-run city, I think. Or the mafia definitely said to have their tentacles, their evil tentacles, in almost everything in Naples, right?
Yeah.
And now they've, in certain areas of Naples, they've approached the local ambulances and says, no more sirens. It's ruining business. And they've banned the local ambulance from using sirens.
Who have?
The mafia. The mafia have approached the people who drive and work in the ambulance authority, as it is over there, and says, no more no, it's ruining business. There's our customers keep, and our drug dealers keep hearing the sirens, and they think it's the police and they're running away, and it's costing us a fortune. It's costing us a fortune.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah,
so we're in the So Italy, which, let's face it, I mean, come on. I mean, Italy at this, you know, the first time round of all the European cities had a pretty horrific run. If anybody,
Northern Italy especially, yeah.
If anybody knows how bad it is to be in a global pandemic, Italy you would imagine, knows. And you're saying that they're approaching the ambulance people saying, listen, you're going to have to knock that emergency business on the head.
Yeah, they're like, this emergency business is no good for our business. So they've banned them from it and because they keep running away. And at one point then, the ambulance crews at the start, of course, thought, well, this is ludicrous. This is obviously a couple of head cases and yeah. It's not a thing. So they kept using their sirens. And one ambulance man was flying to, through an emergency situation when two people with guns on motorbikes came up to him and says, didn't we tell you not to be using your meemaws? Well, they probably didn't say meemaws. I don't think that's the Italian for sirens.
Yeah.
And then that's it. So they now, they're now getting there late to things. And
So you're saying, so they go and they pick up some lad who's fallen over and he needs to be rushed to hospital. And they're going through the streets of Naples shouting, get out of the way!
Yeah.
Get out of the way!
Get out of the way!
There's a lad in the back! Yeah, get out of the way! Move over!
He's very ill! Yeah, I know. And of course, now, what's the big worry about what's going to happen next? Well, it's this. A mafia boss gets sick and the ambulance crew is called and they can't turn on the meemaws to get him, therefore they're late and now they're in even more trouble again because
with the mafia.
With the mafia.
Oh my God, it's the ultimate Hobson's choice.
It is.
If you put on the sirens, the mafia are going to be really annoyed at you. If you don't put on the sirens, the mafia are going to
be
really
annoyed at you. I'm going to be really annoyed if I'm sending you them. Because apparently ambulance crews, some of them have been attacked for being too late. Two
oh
scenes
God.
Now because it's taking them ages to get anywhere.
God, who'd be an ambulance person in Naples?
You know, they always say it's a thankless job being a frontline worker. They always say it's not a job, it's a vocation. It's something you put your life into and then you never really fully appreciate it. But when you're trying to do it for emergencies and the mafia are saying, if you save anyone today, I'm going to kill you, you're like, what chance have you got?
Exactly. Yeah.
What actual chance have you got?
I mean, I thought the whole idea about sirens were that you could recognize fire versus ambulance versus police. Was
yeah.
that not the way sirens have a different sound to
yeah.
them?
But unfortunately, people who are addicted
not
to
the
drugs
same in Italy?
Just hear sirens and they haven't learned them off. So maybe the mafia have to start courses where they get people who are like to use and sell drugs and start a course and go, okay, we're going to make some sirens. Yeah. Noises.
If you hear this sound.
What's that one? The fire brigade, correct. There's no need to run when you hear the fire brigade.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
one, however. Yeah.
Either that, I suppose, or else maybe the ambulance service just get a different siren themselves, a siren that just goes, we are not the police! We are not the police! We are not the police!
It's the only way, isn't it? It literally is a word just going, ambulance is coming, ambulance, ambulance, ambulance.